Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
But then he talked about how important it was to listen and to understand. And one thing he said, I'm going to have to turn over there because I want to read what it says. It's in Luke chapter 8. Let's see if I can find it real quick. Luke chapter 8 is where this account happened. It's down at the beginning of chapter 8. Okay. So anyway, in verse 18, he has just talked about the fact that nothing is hidden from God's eyes. He sees it all. Now, I know human nature would say, oh my God, every thought, every motive, everything I've ever done that I thought was totally secret, he knows it all. Isn't that amazing that he could know everything about you and you and you and me and still love us and want to walk with us? I want to walk with somebody like that. Praise God. But this is interesting. Because Jesus is talking to people and said, it's given to you to know the mysteries. And then he turns around and says, therefore, consider carefully how you listen. That sounds to me like there's a responsibility on the part of the listener to say, I need to listen to this. I need to hear it, and I need to hear it and take it seriously. Because this is meant to make a difference. This is God Almighty taking time to talk to me about something that I need to know. Wouldn't it be good if we had a heart that said, oh God, I want to hear your voice. I need to hear your voice. And an attitude, it's a way of thinking, it's a way of living where I think I've said many times, the Lord has impressed on me at times, I guess, to say, to have this attitude, Lord, give me a hearing ear and a willing heart. Because I can't get that from Adam's life. I wasn't born with that. That's going to have to be God helping me. I need him to help me. But I want to hear what he has to say. I need it. So consider carefully how you listen. Now here's a promise and a warning. Whoever has what? They have the ability that God's given them to hear. Everyone who has and uses that and reaches out and says, God, I want to hear your voice. Help me, right? You see where I'm at, Lord. You know I don't have the wisdom to do what's right. I don't have the power. Help me right where I am. Whoever has will be given more. Anybody need more? Well, this is a good pathway to get there. I need more. Well, what am I doing with what I got? Think about that. What I'm doing and the attitude with which I'm doing it right now has everything to do with more and the Lord moving us on. Whoever does not have, even what they think they have will be taken from them. You see where the world's at? You see where a lot of religious folks are at? I don't want to be like that. But if I'm left to my own devices and I forget all about my need to hear his voice, it's not a good place to be, is it? I need him. You know, there's so many different ways you could go with this, but the very need that we have to hear his voice, I need him, don't you? Now, here's one thing. There's so many different ways, like I say, I could go. God help me to say what you want me to say. But one thing about this is God is going to talk about different things. Like he said, he talked about the need for encouragement. Well, that's a good thing. Oh, yes, Lord, encourage me. Give me a verse. Well, he will do that. He knows exactly what we need. And how many times is it we know something? We know it, but yet we need to hear it. It needs to be refreshed in our minds. And I know everyone here who has known the Lord any length of time, and you've walked along, you've been in places in your life where you needed something. You felt your need, and sometimes you open the Bible, and there's a verse that just jumps off the page at you, and it's like God breathes life into that. It's not just words on a page. It's a voice that absolutely breathes life and encouragement to you right where, and it meets that particular need. Don't we need that? Isn't that a picture of what of the relationship the Lord wants? I have a particular need at a particular time, and there He is meeting that need. But suppose I wasn't listening. Suppose I was on my phone all day. Uh-oh. Now I've gone to meddling here. But we are living in a world of voices that will absolutely take us over if we don't realize our need to hear His voice. And I don't mean we go hide in a cave and say, I'm not listening to anything. It means we are so in tune with Him that we can see what's the other voices. We can evaluate what's going on around us through His light. We can see everything through His eyes. I need to be able to see my own self through His eyes. And of course, that brings up, you know, the Lord will certainly give a word of encouragement where that's needed. But how many of us need correction? Like I say, we're little children. We don't get it right. If we didn't need to be changed, what would be the point? I am not like Jesus. I need to be changed to be more like Him. I'm going to have Him talk to me when I have a need. And isn't that what He did to the church? Now, there was a general need that they needed to address. But the Lord is kind of impressing on me that there is a need that we have as individuals to walk with Him. We think about prayer and thank the Lord for the reality of prayer. We can talk to Him, and we're not just throwing words out there. We're not going through a ritual. There's a real person we're talking to. He is a heavenly Father who loves and who cares and understands and knows right where we're at and loves us anyway. And so we're talking to Him. It's like Joel has said many times, are we listening too? Are we realizing that there are times when He can talk, He can quicken a word to us and help us to understand? God, help us to have an ear that says, Lord, I'm not going to go through a ritual called prayer here. This is a real conversation that I want to have with You, but when You want to talk to me, I want to be able to hear that. Lord, tune my heart first and then my ears so that when You say something, I can understand it and recognize it and listen to it and realize that when He talks to me, sometimes He's going to point out things many times that are needs. How many of you really want Him to tell you what's the real deal with you? See, now you're talking about the Lord meddling in uncomfortable ways. But the reality is, if there are things that are wrong and He's talking to us about them, I am so thankful that when He talks, He's just not constantly mad with us. What's the matter with you? Straighten up, fly right. I'm so unhappy with you. This is wrong and that's wrong. Straighten it up. No, there's a heart that reaches out, that points out our needs, but does so with a heart of mercy and love. We have to face the reality of our own needs. There are many times there's changes that He wants to bring about in our hearts and in our lives. And we're going like this, and we're busy, and we're doing this, and just not really listening. I think of the prayer of David, Lord, show me Your ways. Search me, O Lord. Talk about uncomfortable prayer. Search me, Lord. See if there's any wicked way in me. That would be a good prayer. And the Lord might just answer that, but He's going to do it. There's going to be a quality of love and mercy in his voice when he does. It's always going to be to help and to lift up and to say, I need you to be honest about this situation. There may be actions you need to take. Maybe there's something in your life that's got too big a place. Your heart's wrapped up in this and you don't even realize the hold that it has on you. I need to be able to put my finger on that, but I need your heart and your ears tuned so that I can actually talk to you about it and then find a willingness. But the thing is, when he shows us a need, he's not standing back and saying, fix it. Thank God. Always he's going to point us to Jesus. He's going to point us to the power of the resurrection and say, I have already met this need. What I need for you to know is to realize it, to hand the problem over to me, to be honest about it, bring it to me. Know that I love you. Know that the reason I pointed out this need in you is because I love you and I have the answer. And I want to bring you to a better, stronger, freer place in me. I wonder if the Lord just pulled the veil back, how many of us would find that we're in a lot more bondage than we realize. Anybody here need the Lord to talk to you? Yeah. But oh, how we're afraid. Oh, how human nature resists the idea of God shining a light. You remember how John talked about walking in the light? You know, we've used that particular picture before. But the light shows up things that we might not want to see. If you have a dirty face, you can kind of hide in the corners, in the shadows. But to step out into the light and let that be clear and evident, and you can't hide it anymore. But here's the Lord wanting us to come out into the light. Not because he wants to humiliate us, make us feel bad. It's never with that kind of heart. His heart is always, I want to cleanse you. And he offers that. If we confess our sin, he is what? Faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you're dirty this morning, don't be afraid to come into the light, because he loves you and he has the answer for your heart and your life. When he speaks, listen. Isn't that the message? Even, you know, like we looked in the Old Testament and we saw the message that Jesus, about Jesus. Listen to him. Listen to him. And I feel like as a church, we are certainly in a place where we need to listen to him. But if we're just kind of going along and thinking everything is basically okay, are we really gaining ground, or are we just sort of treading water? We need to be saying, God, we see needs. We see possibilities. We don't know what your plan is. We want you.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.